Blog Talk Radio.
We got one from the clip it on this time.
Okay. I think I'm ready. Don't know what's going to come out this mouth, but I'm ready. Oh. Hallelujah. Thine the glory. Hallelujah.
Amen. Oh.
Hallelujah. We ain't got...
Yes,
we ain't got no music.
I did not charge it, but I can get some. I don't have the same, but I can put some.
That is fine.
Ooh. And then, because YouTube, and then the commercial.
Stand in the holy place.
So we're going in the prophetic cave. So no, we're going in what's called, I'm going to share it in the prophetic cave. Thank you for reminding
you don't know what you've done for me.
Yes, Lord.
Lord.
This is good.
This is good.
I watched majority of it downstairs. I was on commenting. How long did he stay on?
It took us a while to get the call stuff together, but we finally got that done. And then the rest is just the process. And then what you call it was coming right behind him. So.
He was here?
Oh.
Pastor Mike.
Yeah, he was here. Are you ready, Pastor?
Yes, I am. Blessings, blessings, blessings. Come on in, come on in, come on in, come on in. This is Dr. Shalondra Caldwell, the prophetess. Amen. We're so excited about what we're getting ready to do on tonight. Come on in, come on in. Going to give you time just to come on into the house. There is a word from the Lord. There is a word from the Lord. And I've just been seeking God's face concerning on the earth, and nothing is catching the real prophets, pastors, teachers, evangelists, and apostles by surprise. Nothing is catching us by surprise because God's word can't lie. When you truly operate in the office, it does not catch you by surprise. Amen. So I'm really excited about what God is getting ready to do, even on tonight. Through these teachings, I want you to share. Come on, hit the share button. Tell somebody that Prophetess is on. Prophetess is on. Amen. And I'm so excited. Earlier today, I was listening to a few prophets that have been on, and they were talking about the prophets are here. And I want to let you know the prophets are here. People was asking, well, where is the prophets at in this time? I want to let you know we're right here. Amen. And we have been hearing from the Lord, and I'm so excited about what God is going to do on tonight. So just arm yourselves to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Amen. And I ask that you would just begin to pray that God will give you supernatural insight, that God will show you what he's doing and how he's doing it. And just get ready to hear from the Lord on tonight. If you have any questions, I don't know if you're able. Yes, you can. You can call in. You can speak to me live. You can ask me any questions. And we can go from there. And if I have the answer, I'm going to tell you. If I don't, God will reveal it, and I'm going to tell you. Amen. And I'm so excited about what God is doing. I want to talk a little bit at the beginning about what we are facing in our nation. None of these things has not caught us by surprise. The Bible says in Amos 3:7, surely the Lord God will do nothing, but he revealeth his secrets unto his servants, the prophets, first. And I want to let you know that everything that's going on, it did not catch God by surprise. The Bible began to speak to us in the book of Matthew, the 24th chapter, that these things will come. And so we're in that hour now when we got to seek God like never before. And I was talking to my daughter, and I was talking to my son, and I was telling him, I said, this is the hour where the church need not shut up. This is not the hour for the church to be quiet, but this is the hour when the church need to cry loud and spare not and lift up our voice like a trumpet and show my people their sins and the house of Jacob their iniquities. We got to get to the point where the things of the world stop consuming us with fear and doubt and unbelief. I told him, I said, well, I'm too far gone for me not to trust God in this season of my life. I've seen his hand too much. I've seen his work too much. And as a prophetess, I have to stand in that holy place to hear from him, to seek him. I've kind of isolated myself in my room, and it's not because I want to be away from everybody. I just need to be in a place where I can hear God. Prophets, I want to just encourage you, get in a place where you'll begin to hear God. Because the Bible says in Matthew, around the 24th chapter, it said there are going to be so many false prophets that's rising. There's going to be so many people giving people false hope. The Bible says, and if it were possible, they would fool the very elect. So I need you all to know that we're in an hour where the true prophets got to make a stand right now. This is not the time to go on the backside of the desert and say, I'm waiting. This is the time now for you to come from out the backside of the desert, Moses. Amen. And begin to speak, thus saith the Lord. Because there is no diseases, according to Psalms 91, that shall come not out of the dwelling place. It's not about the corona, but this is just letting the prophets know that the hour has come for us to stand up, for us to be loud, for us to speak. Thus saith the Lord God, the enemy still don't win. There's a hurting nation. Every time, according to Exodus, amen, that God got ready to, he allowed these things for us to see his power, according to Exodus, the 9th chapter and the 14th verse. Whenever God starts allowing things like this to happen, he's getting ready to show himself strong. He's getting ready to show his power. He's getting ready to show his authority. He's getting ready to show who he really is. And I want to say that because this is not the time for the church to get scared. I mean, I've been so frustrated looking at how the church is panicking. We can't panic when we have power. The Bible says that you're supposed to call upon the elders of the church that they may lay hands on you and you shall recover. The Bible began to speak, amen, that there's not, none of these things should come now out of the dwelling place. The Bible gave us, he gave us serpent trampling power. He gave us serpent trampling power. He gave us power over all the works of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. He told us that if you even any deadly thing, glory to God, it will not even bother you. And I'm trying to figure out where has our faith gone to the point, but it's like that because the prophets, we got to stand back up, y'all. We got to stand and we got to scream out loud. But don't say we're not here when your ear is not listening. Amen. We are here, and there is a remnant that will not bow to Baal. There is a remnant that will cry aloud and spare not. There is a remnant that is speaking, thus saith the Lord, for this hour. But are you in tune with the remnant? I want to say that because There's three things we would know. Some say, well, who is the prophet? How will I know their prophet? How will I know that what's going on with them? How will I know? And I want to talk to some younger prophet that is saying, I know I hear from God. I know God is speaking to me, but what's going on? I'm going to give you three keys to know when God is speaking a prophetic word in your life and when God has called you on the frontline soldier as a prophet. Amen. He said, you will have a zeal for God's word. He said, you will have a zeal for God's word. The second thing, you will have foresight into God's plan. God is not going to let us just go without being notified. God, we got foresight into God's plan. He lets us in, and he trusts us with his secrets. He trusts us with his secrets. If God has deemed you trustworthy, that he could trust you with his secrets, then you need to start giving God glory, honor, and praise that he could trust you at this time. And not only that, he give us insight. You have not only foresight to God's plan, where you know in advance, but he give you insight into God's plans. And if God has revealed that to you, this is not the time to hold your tongue. This is the time for us to get on the street corners. If they won't let us meet in the church, go to the corners and begin to cry out in the corners. Amen. He said, begin to cry out. The Bible tells us in Matthew 28 that we go into the heads of the highways and compel them to come. Hey, get back to street ministry. Get back to home meetings, whatever we have to do. This is the hour where the church cannot be silent. Let me say that again. This is the hour that the church cannot be silent. We cannot be silent. What they're trying to do is shut our mouth. And I understand everybody said, well, prophets, we got to obey governments. And we do and will. Amen. But we also have to obey God over government. So we have to still be able to get to the people and give the people what they need, thus saith the Lord God. Every prophet, I need to tell y'all need patience. You need patience because every preparation may take longer than what is expected. Have patience to know what God is doing, what God is, how he's moving in this hour. I was sitting down talking to my daughter. Our church was on Edgewood at the time, and the anointing came through so strong, and it slung me. And the Lord started prophesying that there would be fires. And this is 3 or 4 years ago. There would be fires that would come into the California area. There would be storms hitting all of Florida. The Lord took me to a dream where he showed me that majority of Florida was being wiped out. And the Lord took me to, he showed me where we was being consumed by water. And there was tornadoes and things that was coming in. It's been 4 years ago. The same night, my daughter was trying to lead a church and she was slung in the spirit. And she before the shower, they began to prophesy that there will be plagues and there will be things that will be coming upon the earth and we got to be ready. And the Lord began to tell me, he said, Shalandra, he said, remind the people to get back into that holy place. Get back into the holy place according to Matthew 25. And I'm going to talk about that a little bit. And then we're going to go straight into any questions, comments, or concerns. You can call in at 516-590-0135. You can call in if you have any questions. But let's start reading in Matthew because when I started reading in Matthew, my spirit was just turned so much and I began to cry and see the power of the Lord. Glory to God. And I praise God for everything that God is doing and what God is saying right now. Proper, if you can go to the back door, I think Sister Aaron is at the back door. So God is doing some wonderful things. Amen. Matthew 24:11. And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. Because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. When ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place. When you start seeing the things that is spoken of, the diseases, when you start seeing the plagues, when you start seeing all of these things, he says, stand in a holy place. Get into a holy place. He says, then shall you know that the end is come. Stand in a holy place. Whosoever read it, let him understand. Then he began to talk, and it says in verse 16, then let them be in Judea, flee into the mountains. Let him which is in the housetop not come down, and to take anything out of his house. Neither let him which is in the field return back take his clothes. And woe to them that are with child and to them that give suck in those days. I was sitting there looking at the news today, and they were saying that how now that there are the pregnant women are in so much trouble because of this disease, and the pregnant women need to stay aside. They were talking to everyone that's been afflicted for it. At one point, my heart was bad, and I had so many heart surgeries, and God has proven himself to be God. And so I woke up this morning about 8:50 to my cardiologist calling saying, we need to see you immediately. And I was like, what's wrong? Is something wrong? Because I believe that the Lord had given me a miracle. And he said, no, nothing is wrong, but you're our patient and all heart patients are being called in to be tested. And I told him, I said, well, sir, I said, I'm fine right now. He said, got in a fever, got in a cough. I said, no, I'm fine. I said, to God be the glory. And I know it sounded kind of strange talking to them in that way, but I was like, I'm fine. We got to know when to trust God in this hour and not revert back into panic. Panic would have made me say, okay, make me an appointment. I'll be there in the morning. Panic would have made me believe, but because I believe God for divine miracle that happened in my life, I cannot doubt in the state of panic. The church should not operate in panic when we have power. We cannot operate in panic when we have power. So he says, even in the last days, he said, when the ones that are given suck, the ones that are having children, he said, these things are going to help. It's going to be war unto you that are having children. We are in the last days. People have been prophesied, oh, the last days is coming. No, the last days been here. The seals are already being opened. It's been here. So we have to prepare ourselves. When he said stand into a holy place, I want to talk about that a little bit. Because when I begin, first I want to talk about being in a dead, when he says making of desolate, when he began to say that when the desolation comes that Daniel spoke about, it is a separation. It is a desolation means a shout, a setting away. When I got to get you idle to yourself, and that's what the enemy's job is. That when you start seeing that happen, he said, when you start seeing them tell us that we cannot meet unless we just only by 10, but 50 or more is a problem, and they're counseling schools and they're counseling churches and they're trying to shut the mouths and they're doing all of this. He said, when you see that call, he said, that's the time for us as prophets to stand, as people to stand in the holy place. Holy place means to be in a pure place. It comes from Hagos. It comes from being blameless. It being get in a consecrated place. Get yourself set apart. It says someone that is worthy of imitation. That's what the holy place is. They need to see you and want to know your God because of what you're carrying on your life. He said someone that is worthy of imitation, someone that is sacred, someone that's full of power. He said get back to that holy place. Get out of the carnal realm. You can't fight something spiritual in a carnal realm. The Bible speaks that God brought all these things upon us. I know somebody's going to get mad that I said that. The Bible says it was my great army, the locust that's eating up everything, the palmer worm, amen. Joel 2 began to talk about that. And you're seeing it now. The locusts are taking over. And they're saying that, oh, this is the devil. No, he said, this is my great army, which I've sent among you. This is my army to get America on their face. This is my army to get you back to praying. This is my army to get you back to fasting. All of these things were flesh eaters, the locust, the palmer worm, amen, the caterpillar, they're flesh eaters. They're trying to get some of that flesh out of you. We got to get back into a holy place as the prophets of God, as the people of God. We got to get back to being worthy of imitation. Why people can't see your God in you? I was speaking to some of my young prophets, and I was like, y'all, we just got to line everything back up. But God is pushing the church. This is him now pushing the church back to the holy place. This is him now pushing the church back to the things of him. So I'm going to look and see if we got any comments. I'm excited because the devil, he's not shutting our mouths. Somebody needs to say, he won't shut my mouth. He won't shut my mouth. He may shut me out of my job, but he won't shut my mouth. He may shut me out of my everything that I'm used to being at, but he won't shut my mouth. We can't afford to let him shut the mouth. I was talking to some of my younger prophets, and I was telling them, I said, hey, we have to get back to the place where we hear God, and we eat from God, and we know God, because the enemy is, the devil is your liar. And prophets, I need to get you all ready for what is happening, what's coming and what's going, and the thing that is trying to take us out. We got to be in the place where we will hear from God. Look at your neighbor and say, I'm getting back in the place to hear from God. I'm getting back in that place where I can hear from God. The Bible says that perilous times shall come. They're coming. They're here. They're not just coming. They're here. They're here, and they're trying to overtake the church. We got to be holy, and in that place, we got to be living right. And I want to say, yes, Ty, it's time to blow that trumpet. And I'm really excited because when I start seeing these things happening, I get excited because I know God is moving. I know God is moving because America, we have gotten so far away from him. We have gotten so far away from God. America, we have gotten so far away from God. We are so far away from his glory. We've gotten so far, and it's crazy. The Bible says that, you know, that every nation that forget their God, there's going to be a judgment. We have forgotten God, and we're thinking that we can control this pandemic by trying to just isolate. No, 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 no. You cannot control what God has ordered to the earth to bring us back to a holy place. You can't control it. So I know that I'm not going to get a lot of likes, and I may not get no comments or people trying to say, even though I praise God for all of you that's on here right now, but I'm coming here to let you know as a voice of the prophetess, we got to get back to the holy place. We got to get back to being set aside. We got to get back to holiness or hell in the in-between. There's no gray line in the middle. He says that if you're lukewarm, I'll spill you out of my mouth. Prophets, where are you? Let's get back to putting that trumpet up to our mouth. Let's get back to declaring, thus saith the Lord God. I'm not afraid. We have power that we can lay hands on them and they will recover. If they come in afflicted, they're going to leave out delivered. Like, where is the power of the church? This is supposed to be a teaching. I think I done got excited. But where's the power of the church? I done got excited. Aaron, I'm excited because I'm excited because I know the power that lies within these 10 fingers and these two palms. I know the power that lies here, and I know the power that lies within this mouth. So many of us have gotten to the point where we are backing up when we see so much stuff go on. We start backing up into a corner. Let me talk to you about somebody that did that. His name was Elijah. I want to talk to some of y'all Bible readers. Elijah backed away, and he went into a cave. He ran from Jezebel. He ran from her, and he had the audacity to tell God that I'm the only one left that's serving you. And God had to check Elijah and tell Elijah, Elijah, there is 450 more prophets over there in another cave that has not bowed to Baal, but they are speaking, thus saith the Lord God, you not by yourself. So prophets, I want to tell you that we're greater together. So let us prophets get together and begin to declare what thus saith the Lord, that God is saying. I told you in many teachings that the Bible says we'll have the same language. We'll have the same speech. We should be on one accord. Everybody should be working together. We have a different voice, but we should have the same language. We should have the same language. But we have so many false prophets that have spoke so many things that are not God. It has caused the people to reject the true prophet that's on the scene. But I want to let you know that if you will open up your heart to hear thus saith the Lord, or what the Spirit is expressly saying to the church, that God will come in wherever you are, and he will deliver, heal, and set free. There are still prophets here that have not bowed to sin, that has not bowed to Baal, that has not bowed to flesh, that is not afraid of Jezebel, but will stand up against that spirit of witchcraft and control and tell it that it would not have the people of God. I decree and I declare out of my mouth as a prophetess of the Most High God that we will not be afraid, but we will stand up in a holy place and declare, thus saith the Lord God. So, y'all, excuse me, y'all know I done got excited. When your prophets get like this, you done got excited because of what the Lord is delivering and what he's getting ready to do. So I want to say to anybody, where's the prophets? Where's the prophets? You got a word you want to speak, something you want to say. The Lord say, call in right now. Call in right now. Yes, this is going to be a night where you can call in 516-590-0135, and we're going to talk. We're going to discuss this thing. We're going to not be afraid to say what the Spirit is saying to the church. We're not hiding anymore. We're not hiding anymore. The cave was not for you to hide in. The cave was for us to be strengthened, for us to learn. And then the prophets went out and they spoke, thus saith God. So the cave is not a time for you, just for you to be quiet. No, 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 no. This is when we begin to speak what God is saying to the church. So if you have something, do we have a call on the phone? 516-590-0135. We praise you. Praise God for you. Yvonne Clement, we praise God for you. Prophet Ty, we praise God. Amen. For you, Prophetess Barbara, we praise God for all of you all that's on here. We have so many on here. God is really, really, really moving. My spirit is stirred. I'm going to tell y'all something that God began to tell me that you do not need to say, but this is the thing I need y'all to understand. In this hour, the Lord said, you're not going to need to say that you are a prophet. You're not going to have to say that. He said, God will authenticate you. This is what the Lord spoke to me. God will authenticate you and your ministry by fulfilling the word that's coming out your mouth. In this hour, we're not going to be able to come in just excellency of speech. He said, but in the demonstration of the Holy Ghost. This is the hour where you're going to have a Samuel anointing according to 1 Samuel, the third chapter. Samuel did not have to say he was a prophet. The works that Samuel did, it showed that he's a prophet. The Lord saying, this hour, I'm looking for demonstration. Glory to God. I'm looking for demonstration. I'm looking for God to do something supernatural. On Sunday at the hospital church, God